We're glad everyone was able to make it. We thank everybody for their time, opportunity to be here with us. This morning, we're going to be looking at some very interesting areas as it relates to our everyday life, our everyday thinking, and the system that we're in, and a whole lot of different things that ties together. This one is trying to tie everything together. Okay. As we begin, this is under write-up in a book that is, What is Energy Management Solutions, or EMS, and why is it needed? Okay. Starts off saying, individuals must learn how to be responsible for managing their body energy levels, rather than having the establishment manage it for us. We are being destroyed because we lack knowledge in the area, in this area of the Creator's laws, which govern our electrical body. So when we talk here specifically about the, do we need to be responsible for managing our body energy levels? What does that mean to you? What is our body energy level so that you can manage them? When we talk about body energy levels, where we are like a a electronic device, a walking electronic device, similar to a cell phone, similar to a computer, laptop, desktop, don't matter, similar to planes, cars, all of these things that are moving about. And each one of them have to have an energy level that they have to maintain for everything to operate correctly. So when we are talking about our bodies as instruments or devices that utilizes knowledge, utilizes information, just like a computer, just like a cell phone, all of these different things, it makes decisions and so that you can keep living, just like a car. It makes decisions as the oil moves through the car to lubricate it, making sure the energy level is right so you can plug in your cell phone and charge it, and you can be playing music, and you can have your headlights on. And some people have videos now in the back of their car, so it's using all of that energy. And it's responsible. It's as some would call it, intelligent. It's like your cell phone, just like your computer. It can gather information, collect information, store information. So that's what they have designed all of these devices to mimic human activity and human body. And so you need a certain amount of energy or electricity to be able to flow through it for it to operate correctly. If it doesn't have electricity, you unplug your computer. It don't work. You unplug your cell phone. It'll work until the battery runs down. The same thing with any other device. Without the electricity working in it, it just ceases to operate correctly. And so the same thing with our body. We have a certain amount of energy force that we're born with, and we have to maintain it through our lifetime. If we do not maintain it, then just like the car battery, just like your cell phone battery, it runs down until there is no more energy left. If there's no more energy left, then you can't operate. So that's really why you die. You die because your energy forces have been depleted to zero, and there is no way that your body cells are recharging anymore. And so you just kick over and die. Now, I thought it was very interesting that in the Bible, right before people are dying in the Old Testament, it says that they know that they're about to die. They can feel the energy forces leaving them and not recharging. They can feel it. And I'm like, wow, how do they know that? Now I have a better understanding. Yeah, you can tell when your energy charges is down low and depleting to zero. So then you can tell people, hey, I need to gather the family together, gather everybody together so that I can, you know, cough up the ghost. But I need to communicate to everybody before I go of what is going to be happening in the future, what will be happening with you and the family and so forth. So I thought that was very interesting. Now it makes entire sense of how you can know that you're going to die or that your life forces are about to leave you. So to do that, then we need to understand that we have to maintain our level of energy in our body at a certain level. Now, you can manage it yourself because you know how to do that, or you can have others manage it for you, and you have no clue of what's going on. And so now you're at their, how would we say, you're at their, you laying your life in their hands. How about that? And you trust the system, the establishment, or whatever culture or group that you're with to be able to do what is right for you. So I was realizing and going back in history and thinking that in every culture, especially Aborigine cultures before the Western world came in, that every family, every body had an understanding of that. They all understood that they had to manage their energy of their body. Everyone understood that. So when people were out, even the slaves knew that. Even when they were out and they needed some help or somebody got sick or a snake bite or anything, you're coming down with a cold or a fever, or the flu, you're coming down with asthma, they knew what to do. They would just go into the bush, as they say, and then they would come out with these herbs. And then they would start using them on you, and they would start healing you. So it was part of the Aborigine culture. It was part of the culture that you were able to maintain the electrical system in your body. And we mainly are able to maintain it through our exercise, our activities, the 9 laws of health, which we're not going to get into right now. We've talked about it in the past. And one of the 9 laws is what we call nutrition. It's K for knowledge, N for nutrition. So first you have to have knowledge, and then as you work on nutrition, the Bible tells us that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. It tells us that the leaves are for the healing of the nation. That's found in Revelation. Also in Proverbs. In Psalms 104, verse 14, it tells us that the herbs are for the service of man and grass is for the cattle. And the earth brings forth these herbs and foods for our maintain our bodies. So most people don't understand what is food. Most people think food is for just filling your appetite, filling your tongue, and it just keeps you going. Others realize that it is energy. It gives you energy or depletes you of energy. And a lot of athletes, I think they have to go through a rigorous diet. And the reason why they do is so that they can have the maximum amount of energy that they have. So coaches and people who are working with people like that understand this. But the average person usually has no clue. But as I said, it was a common practice in society in the past. And so that's why our book is called Repairers of the Breach and the Past to Dwell in. So when we talk about the repairers of the breach, we're not talking about anything new. This understanding that we are energy and that we have energy in us and that we can maintain this energy, and that this energy or life force is maintained in us, and when it disappears, you die. And so they understood that, and so every family, at least your grandmother, your grandfather, or your shaman, or your doctor, I think they tried to call them back in those days, the Western world, makes everything and everybody else's society look evil, and their society is under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, which is not true at all. And says that in God we trust, and that's not true neither. So they are making everybody else look bad, so then they'll call our people who do that as witch doctors, voodoo. They make up all of these different names to have us look at this as black magic when, in reality, according to the Bible, they're the ones practicing sorcery and black magic, if that's the way you want to use these phrases. So what is happening is that in the ancient world, I was at the Museum of American Indians a week or two ago, and at that museum, we were able to see that they said that they taught everybody to live in harmony and in balance with nature. They were living sustainable. And I was just wondering, and I was looking at that, and I was like, oh, wow, these guys believe everything that we were talking about. And so, yeah, so when my book talks about the Native Americans, the Eastern society, China, India, those worlds, and the Americas and Africa, all of these areas and Aborigines, Australia, and so forth, all kept this as a culture. The Western world does not, as we have it today. They use man-made medical drugs and make man-made food, which we know are additives. They add coloring. They add all type of things. When you take these pills, they say they're medical profession pills. They are not there to heal you because they don't have, they're not using the herbs of the field. They're countering their own and coming up with whatever they want and saying that it'll mask the symptoms, but you never heal. That's why they call it a practice. It's not called the healing art. And so the same thing, so the way they administer these to us is by the administration of drugs. So they said that your doctor, your medical profession will write a prescription for you to get these chemicals put in your system, and then the pharmaceutical trillion-dollar business fulfills what the two. So the two go together, and the Bible calls this them in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, calls it sorcery or pharmakia. So people in the establishment or in the system understand how all of this works. So I've had a map that actually maps out how all of this works. You have your food production. You have your they produce the food. They are regulated, quote unquote, by the Food and Drug Administration, and what foods we can eat and what foods are harmful and what foods your additives you have to add and all of these different things. So you have your Food and Drug Administration regulating the medical world and regulating the food that we eat. And so they even understand that. But I hear that they have, that they cannot, the Food and Drug Administration cannot keep up with the foods and all the things that they're supposed to be keeping up with, just like neither can social workers keep up with all of the problems that are going on in society because their caseload is too great. So they have, but they are in charge of telling us what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat, but they don't have, or they don't put money, but they'll spend trillions of dollars in the infrastructure of military and bombs, but they're not going to send that money in the social work or to help people who are sick and people who are mentally deranged and need help and homeless and all of these things, the things that are more important than blowing up people and massacring people and all of that. And the same thing with the people who are in charge of the food, monitoring the food, seeing how all those foods are going on and checking them. They don't have enough of them either. So where we should be, of where societies in the past would spend their funds and their time and their energy, we're not doing that today in the Western society of America. So when we look back at the energy of the level and the foods that you eat, then the establishment does understand what is going on. And that's why the Bible tells us that my people, in Hosea 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And now, and I hope we can get a little clear view of what type of knowledge are we talking about. The basic knowledge that all societies have had that they communicated to their people. Now, someone might be saying, well, what are you talking about here? That we have forgotten or we have lost it. Yes, this is something that the education system is supposed to teach you. These are basics. And when I was at the Native American Indians, they said that these are the principles of balance and living in harmony with nature and following its law is the foundation of every kid, every child, every woman, every boy, every girl, every adult, every grandparent, everybody, this was essential. But today, the only essential thing for us is that we figure out how to have skills and trades that will pump out a system of making money off of you and paying debt. And that's all we do. Every time you are born in the world, you're given a number, and now that number is supposed to be able to keep track of you, and you are now a part of a system that you're in debt, that you're paying off the debt of your country. And so depending on how many people you have, how much money they're going to generate, that's how much debt we go in debt, and we're basically just slaves to a system. That's basically how this system works. Instead of us being brought in harmony with nature, its creator, its laws, and so forth. So that's where we talk about the education system is failing us. And so that's why we're lacking of knowledge. And then it goes into more detail. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because what? Thou has rejected knowledge. Now, when we talk about knowledge, that first of the nine laws of health is knowledge. And so, yes, what knowledge have we rejected? Yes, has this society rejected? And we are just falling in line with it, and we don't even know that we are rejecting knowledge of the nine laws of health, knowledge of sustainability, knowledge of Yahweh and what he has laid down for us. Because we're caught up in what the system is telling us versus what Yahweh has given us. Then he says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou has rejected knowledge. Then what is he going to do? I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. And so we see here that these people who call themselves priests, these people who call themselves fathers, these people who are in charge of this Western civilization and society, they have rejected Yahweh and his lifestyle. And so they are not priests unto Yahweh. They're priests unto us. We have them as watchmen on the walls of Zion, and they are not blowing the trumpet because they are not hearing the word from Yahweh. Because he's not their priest. So we have it not just in that society. And then he says, I will also forget thy children. And so we wonder why our children are running around all crazy, or why kids are killing kids, the KKK kids killing Ken K for kids, killing for K, the second K, the third K is Ken, K, H-A-N. So we have this happening all around us. We have drugs manifesting. We see a big mess going on. But that is because the establishment has rejected knowledge to pass on to its people. And so we have to, as family members, as individuals, we have to take charge of what the ancients did in the past. We have to not forget the law of Yahweh. We have to understand the nine laws of health. We have to understand how to live sustainably. We have to live in all of these different ways and manners, just like the Native Americans did. But not just, but I saw that at that Native American museum. And not just them, but also the Egyptians did, the Chinese did, and everyone has these forms of what we call medicine. Now, when I think about it, in biblical days, the people who were the priests, the Levites and them, they were also in charge of your herbs. They were in charge of healing you. So all of that was one system. Yahweh does things. He creates all things holistically. And we in the Western world have removed from the holistic thinking and living into fragments of departments, and that's why we have a mess. So the priest used to teach you all of these things. The priest used to heal you. And in these societies, they had those things, but then you would still be taught as individuals, as families, so that the priest can't be everywhere. Okay, so we see that this was part of ancient culture. And so that's one of the things. So now it has been transferred into what we call the establishment. So the next paragraph says, the establishment understands some of the laws of nature that govern our electrical bodies. So they understand. They're doing experiments on it. They're testing all of these things on us and is using them against us in the form of food and drugs, which we call potions. So what is a potion? A potion is a mixture of different things. If you eat an apple, that's not a potion. If you eat an orange, that's not a potion. Okay? But if you start mixing these things together and coming up with injecting into your foods, into these canned goods, into these items, all red dye and all these different things, and they come back, oh, sorry, we found out that red dye number 4, 6, or 10, or 11 or whatever is giving you cancer. Oh, yeah, we're sorry that, you know, that the nicotine and the cigarettes that they have been putting them in there and they've been addicting you. We're sorry that, you know, the Coca-Cola industry was at one time putting Coke in there to addict. They're sorry about everything, okay? But these are the organizations that have been in charge to do what the ancient societies did. They're in charge of making merchandise of our soul. That's all it is. You're just a number. You're just money to be made. And when you're born here, you're supposed to be able to fulfill your debt in society by producing this amount of money so that we can go further in debt to build bombs and kill people and wipe people off the earth, because they don't believe what we believe or they don't agree with what we agree to, and we think that we're God and we're just going to wipe people out. And that's what the Crusades was about. And I remember when we went to war with Saddam Hussein, that I remember President Bush said that this is our second crusade. It's the Crusade again. So we have these people that have these mentalities that are running the show, and which we call the establishment. And they also create these potions. And so what we call, or what they call potions, when potions is when people mix things together. Man takes things and mix things and add chemicals and different other things to it, not given to us by the hand of Yahweh, not given out of the ground, not herbs, not leaves, not any of this stuff. Then that's what we call a potion. So we remember, and we used to see on TV witches dressed in black clothes with a black hat on, and they were white, but they everything they have on is black, and they be around this conjure, and they have this big pot, and they're stirring, and they're throwing in dragon's ears, and they're throwing in, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever we want to call these things today. And then they would come out with a potion, and they said, okay, this would be a hypnotizer potion, this would be a love potion, this would be a potion to get you sick, this is a potion to kill you, this is a potion to heal you, and all of these different things. And that's what, you know, they showed us, you know, where we grew up. And they were trying to make it imply that every culture but the Western culture, but our culture, was doing that. In reality, they were showing us what they were doing in the background, in the pharmaceutical world, but not just the pharmaceutical world, in the manufacturing world of foods and chemicals that you eat every day. So that's what a potion is. So keep that in mind, realizing that, you know, why do you have to regulate Yahweh's, you know, health practices? No, you don't monitor that. You monitor the food that you're fixing up and making chemicalized and the drugs that you are purely making chemicals. And they'll say, hey, but this stuff, man, goes way back. This stuff is, you know, ancient. This stuff is that, no, the herbs are ancient, but today if you use herbs, they call you quacks. So it's not the same system. So let's not try to think that the pharmaceutical world is the same thing as the ancient world. It isn't. But they will try to make it appear as something like that, but that's not true. Okay. Now, when we talk about that they come, these potions come in different forms, that is why we have the Food and Drug Administration to regulate and to give us our standard American diet. Now, it's very important that we understand that they recommend and they tell you for you to have a balanced diet, for you to live healthy, for you to do well, then, you know, you have this, you know, pyramid structure. These are the foods that you should eat. And notice one, most of them are cow-related dairy products. You know, milk, they claim you're supposed to be drinking milk every day. Now they're telling everybody you're supposed to take aspirin every day. That is very interesting. They're pumping these chemicals in, oh, yeah, and it'll keep your blood thin and all of these things. I remember speaking with some people, and they say, yeah, I take aspirin every day. What kind of joke is that? So they have all of these different things that we believe in, which has nothing to do with what the Creator and his plan, zero. And that's why it's called the standard American diet. And they keep changing the American diet. I remember when I was young, the American diet was mainly the main thing was meat and fruits and vegetables. Now they're changing that up. So it's very interesting that they are pushing dairy products, pushing meat products, pushing the big, you know, establishment stuff. And they call it the standard American diet. And what does that stand for? S for standard, A for American, D for diet. That spells sad. And it is a sad diet, no question. So out front, they're telling us what they're doing to us. They're telling you, listen, man, if you follow our diet and follow our regulation, you're going to die because it's a bad diet. But we are so brainwashed, we don't even get what they're telling us. And they can come back and say, we never lied to you and said it right in front of your face. And they are correct. They are not hiding any of this from us. We're just conditioned to believe a lie according to the Bible. And this is the reason why we need to understand and manage our own body energy level and not allow others to do it for us. But for us to do this, we must come to the understanding that the Creator of the universe made us electrical beings. And he provided in his creation his creation with electrical energy in many forms to keep our living electrical bodies alive and healthy. The nine laws of health, which deal with mind, body, and soul, we're not talking about just physical health. We're talking about these nine laws deal with your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. Let's get that straight. I've heard people thinking that these nine laws of health only deal with your physical and don't have to deal with your spiritual and mental. No, they deal with all of the laws. These nine laws of health under the acronym New Start, K-N-E-W and S-T-A-R-T. K for knowledge, which we already talked about, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we have rejected knowledge. N stands for nutrition, which we've been talking about, and we're going to talk about a little more as it relates to food and drugs or food and herbs. Okay. E stands for exercise, getting out there and do your exercise. W stands for water. And we can see that energy is transferred through what? Nutrition is transferred through exercise. Every time you exercise, you move your body, you are generating more electricity, and it's like a battery. You're recharging your batteries, which every time you exercise, when you drink the correct amount of water, when you're drinking water, water has in it hydrogen, H2O. So it gives you this extra electrical hydrogen or electrical atom, this electron, and it flows through your body. And we know that through that water flows, electricity flows real good through electricity. Then we have S for sunlight, and we can tell from the sun that we're getting all type of energy from the sun. Enough energy that it feeds the plants energy, and that's how it has photosynthesis, and it's able to create from the hand of Yahweh. It's able to create these herbs, create the food, the vegetables, and all of these things that are for healing. So it converts energy from the sun into foods so that we can be able to eat. And that's why we have the sun. The sun is like a feeder of energy to us. Then we have T for temperance, abstaining from those things that are destroying you, as we are talking about now, staying away from these drugs and the Food and Drug Administration with all of this fad diet. Okay? And then we have air. Every time you breathe in oxygen and air, oxygen and electricity are proportional. So if you have you have to feed the cells oxygen, and as you're feeding it the oxygen, you're feeding it electricity at the same time. Then when we talk about rest, your body needs to calm down and get some rest so that it can regenerate itself. And then we have trust in divine power. So we see that we have to trust in a being way beyond us who designed this. So you're following the Creator's laws that he laid out in nature to keep us in check, to help us stay alive and alert. So when we spell out the acronym, spells out these electrical laws or principles the Creator made for us, starting at the beginning of time or during the creation of the world. So all of these things we can find right at the very beginning. He created all these different things on the planet. I mean, it's like an architect. It's like an engineer. If I'm an engineer and I'm sitting around, okay, I have to think about the life cycle of my product, of whatever I'm producing. So from its beginning to its inception and when it finished, of what I do with the product once it's done. So when we look at these life cycles, anyone who's in project management, they have to look at the life cycle also. So he's like an architect. He's like a architect engineer. He does all of these things. So he designed this planet, the breathing and everything to work in balance like an engineer, an architect. And so sometimes I refer to him as the architect, or organizations refer to him as the architect of the universe. I think that is real neat, simply due to I know what that means. I know what it takes to incorporate all of these things to make it into one thing. Okay, now it appears that the establishment, who knows all of this stuff, we find ourselves in, has allowed us to forget the nine laws of hell. Now somebody might be saying, well, wait a minute, we never knew the nine laws of hell. No, your ancestors did. No, the Aborigines did. No, every society besides the Western world society knew this. And so we who have been enslaved and we who come over and we who volunteer in this system, we forget all of those things. As an example would be that most countries, Africa, India, China, all of these different places, Aborigines, wherever they are on the planet, all of them do cleanse programs. Everybody, every year, you have to take certain herbs and so forth or drink certain things so that you can dump all of these, what do we call these things, these parasites that are in your system. And then you'll see them actually come out. And I spoke to Africans and said, yes, they gave us that, and we would see it. When we went to the bathroom, we would actually see these parasites rolling all around. So people still do that today. But these are in their culture. These people, when they come over here and I speak with them, and you still do, oh, no, we don't do that here in America.
What?
Well, would you think you're exempt from, you know, yeah, man, we don't do that because society, you know, that makes us look funny and all the rest of this stuff. So even the people who have grown up doing this are now giving it up because they claim that they're in a society that's superior, which I'm finding out. This society is not superior to nothing. It is not better than the Aborigines that existed 6,000 years ago. Okay? What we have today is a system of conditioning, of having us forget, and all we are is just a slave, you know, just like the Matrix. All we've done is asleep, and they're tapping our energy. That's all it is. And so we need to wake up out of this dilemma. And so that's why we're talking about these nine laws of health, because we want to restore this lifestyle back into our everyday life. The establishment we are in today is called Babylon in the Bible. According to Revelations, we find the establishment deceives all nations by her sorcery, which is translated as pharmakia, or the pharmaceutical establishment and the trillion-dollar drug industry. Revelation 18:23 says, "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorcery were all nations deceived." Do not feel bad that you were deceived by the food and drugs we take every day, because the Bible informs us that the whole world or all nations are deceived by the food and drug industry and administration. Let us understand one of the nine laws of health called nutrition, which is also referred to as food. The Creator created foods to cleanse, heal, energize, and to nourish our electrical bodies. As we restore our understanding of our need for electrical energy to keep us alive and healthy, we will have to decide between the established medical profession with its health care plan or system and the Creator's healing plan. According to the Bible, the Creator's
One minute, Heather. I think we lost that. So.
Sounds like it. Can you call him back?